Shiva. We are on the bottom of page 154. Moving on to page also 155, Bezrat Hashem. Starting off Tav Samech Ches. So the end of Tav Samech Ches is specific examples that are not as Alach Lamaisa. In terms of different things that Chazal came and were makel on in terms of doing malacha, even on places that the minhag was not to do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, certain things, there are certain activities that Chazal said specifically that were mutter. So let's go through these things quickly with maybe a couple of aras over here. See Vav. You're allowed to, as the Mechaber says himself, you're allowed to fix the place where the Tarnagolim and the Tarnagolos stay. Okay, the little, they call them a dovecote in the words of the Gemara, that's what a shovach is. Any place that the Tarnagolim and the Tarnagolos would be, you're allowed to attacking that on Erev Pesach. Zayin. Tarnagolos sheyashva al beitzim shlosh yam. If you have a tarnagolot who already sat on his eggs for 3 days, so it started the process of taking care of the eggs that's going to foster them to become chill chicks. Shlosh yamo yoter umeis, and they are more than that, and then the tarnagolot dies. Moshivin acher tachtah, you can matriarch yourself to go find another tarnagolot who will sit on the eggs. Kadesh li yasidu abeitzim, it's at this point where if you don't find another tarnagolot to sit on these eggs, all these eggs are going to go to waste, and therefore you can bring in another tarnagolot to go ahead and sit on the bait. Ches. Gorfin. Peirus. What is Gorfin? Motzin b'magrefa v'klui miyucha l'kach. It's some type of like rake. Okay, it's a great. You can take your rake and you can rake out the zevel mitachas raglabein when the animals go to the bathroom. You can go ahead and rake them out on Erev Yontov. Once again, it's a lot of tircha, and therefore it is the Chazal still said it's going to be mutter to do on Erev Pesach. Test hazevel shebechatz, the garbage that is in the chatzer, and so the bathroom materials lo yitzenu al yisakenu l'stadin, that you should, even though you could take it out from underneath the animal's legs, but actually take it out l'gamre, you're only supposed to push it to the side, v'nisrabe b'chatzer. However, if it's so much in the chatzer that it's gotten disgusting, in the chatzer yotzienu l'ashba, then you could actually take it out to the garbage. Last halacha over here in Siman Tav Samech Ches, before we move to Tav Samech Ches. Siv Yed says the following. If you have Kalim that were being fixed at the Uman, at the expert who fixes Kalim, and you have these Kalim that were there on Erev Yontov, so you could take, you could bring more to the Vesa Uman, and you could take yours back kolayom all day long. Even though you don't really need these at Tzarcha Moed, once again, you're allowed to go to the Vesa Uman at Beferish in the Mishnah over there, that you're allowed to go ahead and take these Kalim back. Then the Ramah says the following: one is not allowed to bloodlet on Erev Yontif. Not to change our opinions on this. That is one what you do. One should not bloodletting. We know back in the day was for refuah purposes. Why is he allowed to do this on Erev Yontif? So let's say the Mishnah Berurah, very interestingly, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kon Lamaches, Debe Erev Shavuos Yetzei Shei Dishmotivuach. On Erev Shavuos, Dafkan Erev Shvach, there's a specific shade whose name is Tibuach. If Klal Yisrael on Shavuos did not accept the Torah, Tibuach would have came and slaughtered Klal Yisrael. The Gazra Rabbanu Kol Erev Yontov Mishum Erev Shavuos. And since this happened, we don't bloodlet on Erev Shavuos. It's like a sakana. Since this is the day this Tibuach is sitting around, it's somewhat of a sakana to bloodlet on Erev Shavuos. Once it's us on Erev Shavuos, Chazal came and got his gozer also on Erev Yontov. You see, we take these things very, very seriously. Because Rabbanu Kol Erev Yontov Mishum Erev Shavuos, because of Erev Shavuos, we're Mar Makban on all Erev Yontov. Okay, Vishrafin Shikorim Bankis Okav Zaitzen. Okay, not exactly sure what these are. Yesh Matirin Mivad Oshan Rabbeshu Yom Aded. Oshan Rabbe is even worse, because it is Yom Adin Ve'akopanim Erev Shavuos Yesh La'achmer. Also Erev Shavuos, which is the day actually this Tibuch hangs out, that one should be Machmer. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the last line, Vikoza Kishirosa Lahakis Dam Librius. That's all when he is making his dam, he's doing it for his own health. Avol Mishum Sakana. If the doctor says it's a Sakana and he has the bloodlet right now, Kfar Dashu Barayim Mishomer Psaim Hashem will say the principle of Shomer Psaim Hashem, which basically tells us that things that normal people do, it's a normal thing to do. And even though we think it's somewhat of a sakana, if a person is not afraid, he's allowed to do those things. Shomer Psaim Hashem. Okay, vafilu be'er shavuos heiter be'el yirabu kishitzav ha'rofim v'choli she'esh bo sakana. Even on Erev Shabbos, if it's a choli she'esh bo sakana, aval b'lav achilo. If it's not a sakana, we stay away from it, even though there's a shomer psalm Hashem. Another example is Rosh Hashanah once was talking about, people were talking about going to Skeredo, to places, the dangerous places in Eretz Yisrael, going, I don't know, let's say Chevron, or places like this. Even though once it might say, oh, it's a sakana to go to these places, says Shomer Psalm Hashem, since it's a normal thing to do, if you're not scared to go out and do it, there's no problem of going to places like this. That's another example of Shomer Psalm Hashem. In terms of bloodletting nowadays, obviously we don't bloodlet nowadays. However, what about taking blood tests? What about giving dam on Erev Yontif? What are we going to do? Allah says, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Salim Numish Debruz. He says the following horror. Dibur Masli Yesh Lahachmer. He says, Bedikas dam. If you have a stam, bedika dam, you have a blood test you have to take, this is not what the Rama is talking about, and that would be permissible. So the doctor tells you on Erev Yontif, you have to take a blood test, you're allowed to go ahead and take a blood test. However, nituach sheimbo mishum pekuach nefesh, if you have a very, very minor surgery that's not pekuach nefesh, and you want to go ahead, you have a fork anyways, I'll do it on Erev Yontif. Utruma then also. Further, utrumas dam, and also donating blood, heim bichlala iser, this is part of the gezerah. So on Erev Yontif, for sure on Erev Shavuos, but even on Erev Pesach we see over here, one is not supposed to have even a minor surgery, and he's not allowed to donate blood. He says, v'lo yitrom dam b'chol Erev Yontif, and therefore do not be torim dam. Culture game bar Shavuos is going to be aser. Elin Kane, Yesh Pekuach Nefesh. Is there any Shiloh of Pekuach Nefesh? Both for surgery and also, he says, she has Mutter Mitzvah Litrom Dam.
I just give you an example. I'm asking a question. Somebody has on the eye,
let me say that. Okay, so we see over here for any type of Pekuach Nefesh, including Trumas Dam, which means if an Eretz Yisrael, they say that they need dam, there's Pekuach Nefesh, there's people who are not having dam, for sure it would be a mitzvah d'oraisa to go ahead and give dam even on Erev Yontif, even on Erev Shavuos, these things would be makeable. But stam, to wait to donate blood, do it 2 days before Shavuos. Do it 2 days before Yontif. Don't wait till Erev Yontif to go ahead and do it. Well, I'll take it after, okay? Fine. Moving on to Simon Tov, Samech Tess, which is a very interesting Simon once again. These are things that I believe that most people, if they have not gone through the Shulchan Aruch over here, they do not know this halacha. There's a halacha over here. It's brought down in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph that you've seen hopefully in Maseches Pesachim. It says, Aser Lomar Basar Zela Pesach. You're not allowed to say this meat is set aside for Pesach. Why? Because it looks like you're being makdish this behemah. It looks like you're being makdish this thing for the Korban Pesach. Okay, and as Rashi says, Hafilu Basar Shchuta, even if you're talking about shechted meat already that you can't obviously use for the Korban Pesach, nevertheless, the Gzera still applies. You're not allowed to say this meat is for Pesach. Okay, it still looks like you're makdish bento ukshaochal kachim b'chutz, and it looks like you're gonna eat kachim b'chutz, and therefore you're not allowed to say basar zela pesach. Therefore, what are you allowed to say? Sounds like over here you're not allowed to say this when you're going shopping, would be an obvious case. Your wife, your mother's giving you the list. You're not supposed to say, well, this type of meat I'm supposed to get. You're supposed to not be able to point to a specific meat and say, it's basar zeh lepesach. So says the tour over here. Therefore, the meaning is to say, instead of basar zeh lepesach, basar zeh leyontif. Okay, instead of basar zeh lepesach, basar zeh leyontif, basar zeh leyontif, doesn't look anything connected to the Korban Pesach.
If I'm not wrong, it's better not to eat meat than a little sip.
Okay, that is what the Gemara tells. However, the Gemara then goes on to say, "Aval chitoy zel pesach is mutar." If you're allowed to say these chitim are for Pesach, that is going to be completely mutar to do. And that's our Shulchan Aruch over here in Siman Tov Samech Tes. Aser lomar shual shum behema bein chaya bein shchuta baser zel pesach. You're not allowed to say on any animal, whether it's alive or whether it's already been shechted already, whether it's in the freezer section of the store, it doesn't matter. You're not allowed to say baser zel pesach. Lefi shenereshik dishu mechaim. It looks like you're makdish it already from mechaim. Lekarim pesach v'nitza ochol kachim mechutz. And this looks like you're eating kachim mechutz. And then you're going to see many different gzeiras that are because of this, that we don't do things on Lel Seder because it looks like you're eating the Karim Pesach. One another example is Seder night when we go matzah zu, marur zu, we don't say Pesach zu. We don't point to the shank bone and say Pesach zu, even though we all know this is not really the Karim Pesach. It looks like you're saying this is the Karim Pesach. All these things and not eating roasted meat. We'll get to all these halachas later on. We don't do those things on Lel Pesach. Eli Yomar, Basar Zeh Leyontif. You say this meat is for Yontif. Okay, and then the Rama says, even worse, is a Gedi Mekulas. A Gedi Mekulas is basically a whole lamb that is still, but they used it in the Korban, they would take the whole animal, and they would put a spit through it, and they would put it over the barbecue and cook it that way. So if you have a gdima kulas, perish shalim al rosho v'alkro v'alkirbo, afal pishalo perish v'yomer zel pesach. Even though you say, you don't say bosa zel pesach, also laso. So we don't deal with this at all. We don't make whole lambs for lel seder. K'lekaman reish simitava involved. We'll see over there in simitava involved. We don't have any roasted meat on lel pesach. You want to have cooked meat? You can have cooked meat. Roasted meat we stay away from, like it's going to say over there. But to say chit, these chitim are for Pesach, that is going to be mutter to do. So, number, a couple of different shilas that come up over here. Number one, what if one does this? What if one says, Basra Zalabeli, rather than mother in the story, says, let's get this meat for Pesach, Ima. Okay? What's going to be? Is that going to asser the meat? B'di'evit, says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Aleph, Hainu Lechatchila. This din is only Lechatchila that we don't say Basra Zalabesach. Aval B'di'evit, Ainless Asser, a Basra Mechila. We don't asser the Basar B'di'evit. As the Sharp Posiyah points out, this is Rov Achronim, Alu Shabbos, Veshach B'Yerodea, Vitaz, Vichok Yakuk, Nesi Chesgol, Nanar Mordechai, Vichain, Hevi, Berkayez, Beshem Arishonim, Dilo, Kebach, Umagin Avram, B'chadosh, Achmir, B'di'evit. You have three very big Achronim who hold that it would asser the meat B'di'evit. You say, Basar Zel Pesach, it'd be asser B'di'evit. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah does not pass him like this. We pass him that it is not asser the meat B'di'evit. So therefore, it wouldn't asser if your mother says Basar Zel Pesach. It's not going to asser the meat B'di'evit. Okay? Fine? The Shulchan Aruch Graz also. Not even mention these halachas. That we're going to see over and over again. A lot of these things we have to be very, very careful with going home and telling our parents what to do. Bezrat Hashem, when we make our own siddurim, we'll have all the halachas. And still, there's still a lot of things that Bezrat Hashem we'll learn that we do not necessarily understand about.
Staten Island.
Yeah.
One of our alumni's, by the Seder, said as the grandfather doesn't keep Shabbos, it is Yai Nesach. Finish the
Seder. Seder was over. Okay. All right. So then the Mishnah Berurah over here says, what about other types of meat? This is Basar Behemah. We can understand. You get confused with the Gdi. But what about other types of things? Says the Mishnah Berurah. So you've got them bays about five lines down. He says, V'yesh posukim shemachmir nagam al ofos v'dogim. Not only on Basar, but also on chicken and fish. To Esther Shagdishan the W Amar Le Pesach. He says Le Pesach. It looks like he's makdish the money. Okay, so therefore those are machmer also on fish and.
Source from
that's why. Okay, so he says over here, even though many are makel by ofos v'dagim u'sfilu k'das mechaber, they only like the mechaber that it is only baser behema. Mikol makom lechatchila tov v'zari shalom lomar lepesach. These also want you to try not saying these are for Pesach. Obviously, over here, kavul chomer would be makel on a b'di'evit case. And as we said in the mechaber, he says aval motor lomar chitim elul lepesach. You're allowed to say chitim elul lepesach. What about other things like this? So therefore, basically, fruits and vegetables and things like that, you're allowed to say. These are for Pesach. He says, "Who adin?" Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Siv Katan Gimel." Sorry, "Who adin?" Also, Adam Lomar Haylech Ma'usalalu Ukhnei Lam Basar La Pesach. Another thing is, you shouldn't say, "Take this money and go buy me meat for Pesach." Once again, it looks like you're makdish the meat that the kesef that this is used for the korban Pesach. And the Mishnah Berurah points out and Siv Katan Vav, "What the Lomar Chitim Elo Pesach the Kave and the Lodami Klalu Kachim." Since this is not dumma at all to Kachim, Chitim don't look like Kachim at all. Lo amrinish makdishin lamachlan liklos beim Pesach el kavanas lomar at stiam eshrei midei chimotz laachlan be Pesach. Be careful with this chitim in order that we can make matzahs for Pesach. Even though those who say, I think it's the Kav HaChaim, writes that you shouldn't say these apples are for Pesach, even fruits and vegetables are for Pesach. It seems to me the Mishnah Berurah would hold that this is mutter because they're not dome at all to kachim, and therefore you would not have to worry about saying apples these for Pesach or whatever it might be. That would all be mutter legamrei ad kan for today. Zat Hashem, next time Tanis Bechoros start tomorrow.